Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAMtalk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and this is my special. Actually, my main show is on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm so excited. If you don't know anything about Clapper, the new app, I have found some amazing people, amazing guests, and in a second I'm going to have to text somebody from out of the country because I know he's calling in on Skype and he should be on here in a minute. And I just want to welcome everyone, and my show is helping you get connected in show business with the right agent, the right producers. We have so many producers and agents and casting directors under my show, and we're having a big talent show coming up at the studio in May. So if you've got a singer any age, get in touch with us at 727-871-7788. If you're driving, you can watch the show on TAM Talk Radio Network and get that number later. And please let us know how you like the show under Dawn Reese Show. Actually, the email is dawnreese106.1fm@gmail.com. And so anyways, let's go to that first song. And there's an artist that was on The Voice and pretty amazing. Let me try to text him out of the country and see if he's calling on Skype. We're going to play his artist, his music, and we're helping promote him, and we actually found him on Clapper with a Happy Lady Karaoke. Will join us in just a few minutes as well. So,
why'd you have
right
to
back.
Make this so damn personal? I can see the demon in your eyes. You should know I never tried to hurt you. Can't believe the tears I've made you cry.
Murder on the dance floor, who do? Drowning on our love floors, do we ever tire? Kisses on the dance floor, kisses on the dance floor, we're through. Are we aimless? Just holding on for life. We're caught in a house fire. Glass and dishes on the table, dancing as our memories fade to black. Black. Ooh, never gave this a label. Whatever we have's under attack. Yeah, murder on the dance floor. Murder on the dance floor. Who do?
shining on our love floors, do we ever tire? Kisses on the dance floor, kisses on the dance floor, we're through. Oh, aren't we aimless? Just holding on to life. We're caught in a house fire.
And we're back. We're back. Tommy, is that the song? Oh, it's still playing? Okay. I still can't hear you.
I feel there's nothing else left for me. Pieces of nothings are all that remains. How can we possibly live in the flames? Can we
okay.
just talk at a time when things are so dire?
Turn it up. Okay.
We're calling a house fire.
Amazing music from this artist that we're waiting for from the UK to call in, and hopefully he can get through. If not, we will have another special with him coming up. In the meantime, I have Happy Lady Karaoke calling in a second. I have a surprise for her as well. And I have Devin. Devin, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Yes. What did you think of that music that I sent you?
I love it.
I know. Isn't it fun? It's really dance music. It's fun. And he was on The Voice.
Yeah, I saw that.
I know. So, Devin, you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and we've known each other for a while now. You were working with the VH2 TV network, and what are you doing now? What are you up to?
I'm still one of the business partners at VH2, but I also started a new network, which will be launched in about 30 days, which is called ILS Network. We'll be doing a lot of live streaming here in the United States and also shows overseas in the UK.
Oh, my gosh. I want to be a part of this.
Of course you will be.
Well, you know, we want to find new singers and opportunity. And when there's a lady that does these karaoke amazing shows, but the people aren't just, you know, karaoke singers. They're amazing singers. And she's finding them all over Clapper. And are you familiar with the Clapper app?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's what we're doing. We're doing like a Clapper special. And so what are you looking for artists? And what do they need to do? Where do they need to email? And what do they need to email?
Well, if they want to email music to us, they just email it to indieliveshow@gmail.com.
That's it.
They can email music, bios, whatever they want us to take a look at. They can even go to the website, Indie Live Shows, and they can submit their information through the website as well, too. Now, as far as singers or performers to get opportunities to perform in the show, of course, Indie Live Shows is a live show. So it's live show, live music, live production. And it's really the basis that we started 10 years ago has always been for top-notch independent artists and also up-and-coming artists who meet that same caliber.
That's phenomenal. I know the guy that I'm waiting for is Kelly Hello Music, the sound. Let's see. He is trying to call in. I don't know with Skype. Are you having a problem with Skype? Let me just double check here because I'm waiting to see if he's calling in. And I did send his music over to you, so hopefully we can get him to call in. I can't call Skype, Dawn, he says, but I can join this on here. So we just played his music. And do you want to get in touch with him? What do you think? Is that an artist that you may want to help out?
Yeah, we would love to because of a lot of our performers, our former contestants from American Idol, The Voice, X Factor, Duet. A lot of the mainstream shows, a lot of times what happens if those guys go on the shows, they usually leave the show, they usually go back to their cities or homes where they're from, or if they don't sign label deals, they usually just fall into the same trap, just, you know, doing music but not really doing anything and don't benefit or utilize the time that they were on those shows. So we typically reach out to those individuals or their managers, find out what they're doing, and if we have a show that's going to be close to them, or, you know, if we really like them, we would schedule a show and have them appear performing maybe one or two shows. It just depends on their scheduling and what type of show we're doing, if the type of music fits that show.
Well, I know I hooked you up with some other people from Clapper as well. There's another K-Lab or something over there. He's in Vegas, and I know that he is going to work with you on some things. He's got a radio show, and we're excited to work with you guys, and I hope to see you at the International Christian Film Festival in May.
I have a surprise for you. We'll actually be in Tampa next week. I just ain't had a chance to call you Wednesday or Thursday.
Yes.
Whatever day works for you, we would like to interview you for one of our new shows called Unseen Unheard.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Unseen Unheard is going to be a series of shows that we're going to be releasing on all the streaming platforms in June. And we normally go to local communities like Tampa, Miami, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina. And we find people who do phenomenal things in the community, who have done it for years. But they are more, not front stream, but back stream, and they help a lot of people. And that's you in Tampa. You do a lot of great things for people that people may not know about you or don't appreciate you. So we go and we want to interview you and we want to air your show the last week of June.
Oh, my gosh, that's so exciting. You know, I've been so honored. I've been on the air for over 40 years, and I've been actually nominated for the best talk show host and best talk show for the International Christian Film Festival. And we're going to have a table there, and we'll be promoting our sailboat. So kind of keep an eye out for sunkissedcharters.com. And that's coming up, and we'll take you guys out on the sailboat. That would be a great one, for sure.
Well, I definitely want you to give me a call after the show tonight so we can work out your schedule for next week, because we will be there.
Awesome. Well, I know the guy can't call in, but I will send him your email. We played his music, and we'll make sure that you guys connect through email at least.
No problem. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Don. Hey, everyone on the show, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Oh, thank you. Stay on the air. I'm waiting for a lady karaoke to call in.
Okay.
Maybe she might have a question for you with all her singers. Lady Karaoke is supposed to call in, or Happy Lady Karaoke, 727-441-3000. I had sent her the number, so we have about 2 minutes to wait. We're waiting for her right now, and hopefully...
No problem. I'll hang out.
Yes, let's put on that music from a guy named Matt Cooper, I found on Clapper as well, and we'll waiting for Happy Lady Karaoke to call in. And this is an artist out of Jacksonville, Florida. Tell me what you think of this music in the meantime, Devin, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Books on romance, hoping to find you someday. Now someday is right now. I've seen the guy get the girl in the movie, but never thought I'd be the one to run off with you. It's a worse or from better, a once upon a time. Cause that's what loving you is like. Like when Jack told Rose that she's the one. When Cinderella fell for that prince at the bar. Like when Johnny asked baby for one more dance. But they ain't met us, no they ain't met. So prepared her once. that's what loving you is like. Like when Jack told Rose that she's the one. Like when Cinderella fell for that prince at the bar. Like when Johnny asked baby for one more dance, and Noah asked Ellie to take his hand. Like when Billy saw Belle the very first time. Girl went next on the list. We are him next to mine. They say nothing lasts forever, so forget what you read. Upon a time, 'cause that's what loving you is like. Like when Jack told Rose that she's the woman. Like when Cinderella fell for that prince at the ball. Like when Johnny asked baby for one more dance, and Noah asked Ellie to take his hand. Like when Peter Bell
And we're back, and that's Matt Cooper out of Jacksonville, Florida. So, Devin, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Is our VIP guest, Happy Lady Karaoke, on? Are you there?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for all the love gifts. I'm fabulous. So I have a surprise for you. I have Devin that works with a network and a record label. And since you're in the music industry, do you want to ask him a question that you, something from your heart, because you're in the music industry? He's on the other line. Devin, this is Happy Lady Karaoke. She puts shows on Clapper.
Hi Devin. I have watched you. And I absolutely love everything that you do, and you just keep up the good hard work. And hey, follow your goal. Number one is to follow your goal.
Yes. So we're helping artists. Like, if there's a really good artist, he's doing some big searches pretty soon.
Yes.
And TV networks. So we'll be sending some things over. Like, if I'm watching your live and I think somebody's really good, I'll send them over to Devin.
Hey, he's most excellent.
Awesome.
You know, let me ask you a question. Is she in Florida?
I don't think so. I think, where are you located? Happy Lady Karaoke. Where are you located? What state?
Northern Kentucky.
Ah, that's with the accent. Okay.
Oh, okay. I have an office in Louisville, so I'm back and forth from Atlanta to Kentucky a lot as well, too.
Yay.
Okay.
I love Nashville. It's my home.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I know our major artist is on Clapper with me. We're actually doing a duo right now. And is there anything you'd like to tell him? He's listening on the headsets, but he can't hear you. I mean, he can hear you. What would you like to say to him, Devin, from the music that we played, the first one?
Oh, no, I love the music. I just tell people, just continue to, you know, to follow your dream, follow a way that you can get exposure and distribution to your music to the masses, so more people can hear your music.
Right. And I know, I don't know if I can probably put him live on here. Okay, Lou, hold on a second. You can hear what he just said. Is there something you'd like to ask Devin?
I don't really have any questions. I just want to say...
Okay. We're just going to connect the two of you.
Yeah, so, please, yeah, just connect us.
I got you. Yeah, he's live on Clapper. So we're live on 106.1 FM, The Heat, and make sure that happens. Devin, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to talk to Happy Lady Karaoke for a moment and what she does on her radio program on Clapper. And I'm so glad you called in, and I look forward to working with you guys in the next week.
Okay, thank you, Don. You guys have a great day.
Thank you so much. Who knew when he would call in that he's going to do a special on me? That's amazing. So in the meantime, Happy Lady Karaoke. I know you do a radio show and you talk about depression and you do a karaoke show. Tell us a little bit more. We have a few more minutes left. And tell us a little bit about what your program is about, what you'd look for.
What I look for is everybody, we are so divided. My goal is to bring everybody back together. And if it takes me to do the karaoke, we have a blast. And, of course, you know, people are on lockdown, so there's a lot of people who is going through a depression. So I also have a Depression is Real group, and we do karaoke on Wednesday and Sunday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And we do Depression is Real at 6 o'clock p.m. on Thursday.
That's right. So they can reach out to you, and you're going to – actually, you have a show tonight. At 8 o'clock.
Yes, we have a show tonight. And are you coming, I hope?
I'm going to work on that. At 8 o'clock, I'll probably be at the pool, but I'll probably do a live with you at the pool.
Right.
So I know this is so short, and we have another show in about probably 3 minutes. But I'm so glad that you called in, and we got to promote you, what you do as well, and get you on Tan Talk Radio Network. If anybody's listening, we do have miracle stories. And next week, I have to tell you, on Tuesday, if you're ever planning to write a book, do we play her promo? Write a book, promote a book, learn about publishers. We're collaborating together on a special show, and this will help you write a book, get you promoted, and get you out there. And so I've wrote 2 books. Somebody just told me. That's amazing. So she's got a program, and we're excited about her being on Hollywood Connections. Her name is Patsy Joy on Paper. So, yes, so that's what we do. And then we're actually on a red carpet event tomorrow, and I'll be on that red carpet doing interviews with producers and agents and casting directors. So, and then I'm so excited because we found a star on Clap and Kayla Music. Thank you so much for tuning in with us. And thank you so much, Happy Lady Karaoke, and we'll definitely get you back on the air in the future.
Thank you very much, Don. Much love.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. So this is a special, and we have 2 minutes left. And just to let you know, we have SunkissCharters.com coming up. And I'm looking for beauty queen reporters and reporters worldwide. If you'd like to be a reporter, it is an audition by process only. And then I will let you know, and you could represent your city, state, or country. And you can even have your own half-hour special as I help train you and get you out there. And then also, we have a lot of things happening with a big talent search coming up in May. So you have a young one. Maybe you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s. Don't give up. This is an opportunity for you to come on the air and perform live. And all I need is an MP3 if you're not even in the city, and I can help you out with that as well. And I see Happy Lady Karaoke keep sending me all this love gifts on Clapper, and we're so excited. And I've never had any gifts on Clapper. I don't know if you've ever seen that, and it goes crazy, and it's really, really cool. So anyways, we are so excited about this weekend with a lot of things happening. Remember, the Himalaya Salt Cave is in town, and it's amazing in Palm Harbor, so you definitely want to check that out and go relax and tell them Dawn Reese show sent you over there. And we have 1 minute left. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And I'm here to connect you in show business. I open the door of opportunity for you to get you connected. And peace and love. And may God give you all your heart's desires today and every day. And I'll see you on Tuesday with our main show, Hollywood Connections. And thank you for tuning in. And next up is going to be Carrie K. Davis with a healthy lifestyle show. And you don't want to miss that show coming up, and it will be on here in about 30 seconds. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Full contact live armor jousting, axe throw, and Nightwing's Birds of Prey. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets at BayAreaRenFest.com. We've moved and we can't wait to celebrate. Break out your kilt for Highland Fling this weekend at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends now through May 23rd. Discount tickets available at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show with Carrie Kay and Ron tonight. And we're going to be talking in the studio tonight with some people that have tried the natural stem cell regeneration. And I am super, super excited about what is happening. And so I have a guest that's going to be on the line here in just a minute. And for right now, I'm just going to say a quick prayer for everybody out there that's sick. I just really want to reach out to all the people that are out there right now that are really not doing very well. And we are working with Holistic Health Coaching CKD, which is my business. I'm Carrie Kay, and I created this business on a five-step program, which is mindset, drinking lots of water, eating your nutrition, exercise, and sleep. So this is really super important for people to follow these steps every single day, these five steps. So we are live on 106.1 Tantalk Radio. We're doing a special tonight with Dawn Reese's Beauty Queen special. And I have a few guests on the one I'm coming on the line here in just a minute. But I'm also sitting with someone that has been using the natural stem cell regeneration patches. And I'd like for him to tell his story. Ron, so how long have you been on the patches?
I've been on the patches for like 2 months.
Awesome. Thank you. And, you know, what do you feel like your health was before you started using these stem cell patches?
Well, I'm, let's see, 60 years old, okay? And my energy was a little low. And I will say this beauty queen, well, that's actually for Carrie, since we are guys over here, the rest of the guys. But I've been on it, and my energies went through the roof, and also my mental clarity.
And you did have a little bit of issue. And we do want to say that this does not heal, treat, or cure anything, but it is helping people with different health issues.
Yeah.
And you did state, you did show, tell me that you had some issues with your prostate, too.
Yeah.
Is that getting better?
It has, because I always wondered what's happening with my other brothers. I am the youngest from five kids. I'm the baby in the family, and I'm going...
Do you feel like you're, you know, you're a lot younger? I mean, I'm feeling a lot younger. I went on this trial and I started using these patches, and I'm 54, and I just really feel amazing. Like I feel like my energy's back. I've had hot flashes because I'm, you know, in the change, and so I feel like that's been a lot better. And you know, I've been sleeping really good. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. I used to have pain in my hands because I've run a house cleaning business for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, guys, it doesn't treat, heal, or cure anything. But we are losing our stem cells at such a rapid rate. When we're in our 30s, we lose about 60% of our stem cells. Yes, and yeah, and so I also have somebody on the on here tonight, and he is a miracle from God. He's suffered all his life with MS. Was misdiagnosed at 11 years old with spinal meningitis. And he's also going to be on the show tonight. And so tell us a little bit about you, Christopher, and your whole journey.
Well, that's a pretty big journey, but my grandmother used to say that if there is luck, then I got all the bad. Like, I have bad luck. That's just what it was. Because at a young age, I took a lot of concussions that were from a not a good person. That's the best way to put it.
And that's okay. You can talk about it. You are, to me, like a walking miracle, and you're helping a lot of people. And so what happens when we rebuild our stem cells with this photogenesis light in our bodies?
Yeah, that's the most amazing part about these patches. Like, I had given up. I was just like, let the disease do its thing, take its course. Because every medication I got put on, every pharmaceutical medication that I got put on, I ended up getting some of the worst side effects. And for all the MS people out there, they know the side effects for all their drugs, Tysabri, Texadera, Gilenya, Plegridy. All of them have this one little side effect called suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And
oh, wow.
Yikes.
And I luckily survived 3 suicide attempts, but I had never done that. And in my life, I've been through a lot of bad, but everything that happens bad, my whole thought is it can always get worse.
Right.
And it will always get better. So the medication was definitely what was causing those things, so they took me off of them. So with no medications, it was doing what it was doing. And like you saw, Carrie, when you saw me at Denise's house, I couldn't get up the steps.
Yes, Christopher was actually scooting up the steps when I saw him, and he just wasn't doing very well at all. And he just looks like a totally different person today than when I knew you a couple months ago. Like, you just look happier and more energetic. And have I heard a little bit about how this is working in your body? The stem cell regeneration?
Oh, yeah. We've talked about it a few times. Like, first off, I walk without a cane. Want everybody to know that. And I shaved my own face, which was a pretty big deal. I mean, I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but when you shake and you're trying to shave your face, guys know.
Oh, yeah,
you just start
absolutely
cutting your stuff, and it doesn't look good.
So right.
So, I actually got to shave my beard off and get a haircut and do all that. And mainly, I can get in the shower without feeling the electricity coming out of the faucet. That's a big thing.
Wow. So somebody that suffers with MS, if it's raining outside or if you're in the shower, it feels like electrical shocks on your body then.
Yeah, it's different for everybody that has... Oh, guest is up. It's
all right. Well, it sounds like we have somebody on the line, and she is from Des Moines, Iowa, which is where I just moved from 3 years ago, June 3rd. I've been here for 3 years, and she's on the line. And Lori McClary, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Oh, hi. How are you tonight? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit about yourself and, how you started using these patches and what happened to your surprise. Something happened that you didn't.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I can't say that I'm the biggest skeptic in the world, but I'm very scientific minded. I got to do my research. I got to know what it is and why it works and all of that before I try it. And it's funny because my mother tried the patches first, and she waited a whole week before she even told me that she started using these patches because she knew that I would be skeptical and whatnot. So she waited a whole week, and within that 1 week, her arthritis in her hands was virtually gone as far as the pain is concerned. And so she just couldn't wait anymore. She had to tell me about it. And I was like, all right, I'll do the research. I'll figure it out. Let me take a look at this and let me give it a try. So I did, and it says, you know, the patch you're supposed to do 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And when I took it off me for the first time, I thought, man, I just can't throw this patch away.
Right, it's like okay, gold, right?
Well, that's kind of what you're thinking, because, you know, I'm hearing all these things that my mom is telling me, and I'm like, I don't want to throw this away. I want to share it with somebody. So I stuck it on my dog. Okay, so I have a 13. Yeah, I've got a 13, 14-year-old beagle mix. Okay.
And his name is Guinness, by the way.
Yeah, his name is Guinness. So I put it on him more for the weakening and I guess deteriorating muscles in his back end. He gets flare-ups every now and again, and I have to put him on painkillers and anti-inflammatories and whatnot. So I thought, well, you know, I take it off me. It can't hurt him. We'll just see if this can help his back. So that day, let's see, I started him on April the 5th. April the 9th, he got into the trash, which is his downfall thing. I turned my back for 2 seconds. He got in the trash, and I turned around, and he was bolting out of the bathroom with something in his mouth from the garbage can, and I said, Guinness, stopped dead in his tracks and turned and looked at me. That dog hasn't been able to hear me for 2 years, and 4 days after wearing secondary use of the patch, he could hear me.
And Lori, that is amazing. So you are somewhat of a scientist, which you're in my family, so that's awesome. And but you can tell us a little bit how you think that, because this isn't healing or treating or curing anything, but you are seeing some amazing results with your dog. And explain the placebo effect that you explained to me, and explain to me how it's working and how you believe it's working in the body.
That's just it with this. You know, okay. So being a skeptic, and I'm trying it on myself, you see little things, you know, oh, well, that could be the patch, but you know what, it could be the weather too, or, you know, so people have the ability to think, and sometimes think too much, or see things that aren't there, hence the placebo effect. My dog Guinness had no idea what I was sticking on him. He had no idea what it was supposed to be doing. No animal is going to know what you're doing to them. And for him to be able to hear me, there's no placebo there. So, you know, when I say he heard me, I even went to work and talked to my friends at work. My dog can hear me. They look at me like I grow a second head. Right? Because how insane is that? I mean, how crazy is it that your dog is deaf one day, 4 days later he's not? That's you just don't hear that. I had to take a video of him and go to work and play it for everybody to prove that my dog can hear me.
Wow,
so,
that is amazing.
You know, so I started looking what is happening. You know, so you ask, you know, what do I think is happening in the body? And being that scientific mind, I graduated from the veterinary technology school here in town, and so I'm very much, you know, got to do my research. I got to know what's happening in the body, and the GHKCU or the copper peptides that these peptides. Or that this patch instigates your body to produce, it does so many things. And it's not just the stem cell activation like what you had mentioned earlier, but it does so much more. I mean, if you just Google copper peptide or GHK copper peptide, you'll see all these wonderful things. And that's, for me, about a week or so in, I woke up one morning and I was wiping the sleep out of my eyes and my skin was softer.
Wow.
Now, I don't think that was a stem cell thing. I think that was a GHK copper peptide thing, because that's one of the things that it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it increases other things in your body. It does so much more. So the fact that it also stimulates your stem cells to go in and start repairing and making things, you know, young again.
Yes. And
my dog can hear me.
I know. And we have Coco. Remember the picture of Coco? The Coco, the dog that had real glassy eyes, which is cataracts. And he was the dark, darker color, like the dark black color that dogs turn when they get old with the gray. And within a few months of him using these patches, he went back to his natural color. And you know, his cataracts are actually a lot better and he can see now. And so, like I said, this is not healing, treating, or curing anything, Lori, but what's happening with your dog is exactly what you said. The copper peptides are building the stem cells and we need oxygen to our cells. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot that we need.
Yeah.
And the other part of that is hydrating. You know, drink water. I know a lot of people don't like water. They prefer their, you know, soft drink or their whatever. But drink water. It's what connects each cell to the next cell, and that can only benefit.
Amen. And it does detox the body, correct?
Yes.
So,
yeah, and I think not I just this patch, but lots of other patches do as well.
Well, I have Christopher also with me, Lori, and he has an amazing story. And I have Ron, and Ron's got a great story, too. We all have stories about us using these, you know, regeneration patches because I feel like they activate within the first 12 hours. And the reason that we take them off and rest the body is because we repair with But Christopher's on. And so do you have a question for my guest, Christopher, about anything? She also has a sister who is also suffering with MS. And, you know, we're helping her a lot with these patches. She's sleeping better and having working, more energy.
Is it working for your sister also? Is she seeing, like, what she would consider massive improvement? Like, I could walk, which I thought was... Oh, gosh. It was a miracle. It was over the moon
for me.
Yeah,
you were on
me.
A cane. go ahead, Lori. Right.
She has noticed that her good days and bad days are very dependent on what the barometric pressure is doing. Here in Iowa, it fluctuates a lot. So she has a lot of ups and downs. And I would say depression is probably one of her biggest side effects. So she can still walk. There are days she can even still drive. But then there are days that she struggles getting out of bed. So with her using the patch, she's only been on it for, I'd say, a little over a month. It's done more so far to help her with resting and just overall body feeling. She still has pretty extreme MS-type symptoms. But I think that just over time that will subside. That's the one thing about, you know, the stem cells. You can't say, hey, I want you to go fix my MS.
Yeah.
They go fix whatever they want to go fix.
Exactly.
You know, and in your case, you saw that effect very quickly. And I think for her, it's just going to take a little longer.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
Well, for me, like, I still deal with the pain of MS. Like she said, it's not a cure. It's not a treatment. It's just an option, basically. It's a great option. I still feel the pains and just a random agonies that come with relapsing, remitting multiple sclerosis, but it was just an amazing thing to get up on my feet and walk again. But I also know that it's actually worse for women, like what they go through in MS, because the disease has had so much time. And it used to be a woman's disease. I've had doctors tell me.
Oh, I never heard that before.
I've had doctors tell me it's a woman's disease, and I had a pinched nerve.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Well, Christopher, so Ron, do you have a question for Lori today about anything that, you know, anything on your mind?
Yeah, Lori, what was on my mind was, would you say it's pretty much this little DNA factor that when we wear that patch, it has its own little brain of saying that with it telling the body, communicating body, for each of us with our coding is different, but in like being human, you know, that it works differently for its each given different situation.
Yeah. Like Lori didn't know she was going to see what she saw.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I mean, with my dog.
Yeah, that's really. Oh say. My God!
You
really
expect your dog to hear.
I know. You weren't expecting.
Can't he can't hear. He can't see. You know, you got cataracts. But I was thinking, you know what? Let's get him out of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And turn around, and he can hear me. So I mean, I'm guessing. You know, I still give him the patch.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping to see additional things. Like the cataracts diminish, the flare-ups in his back to ease. So, yeah, I'm absolutely expecting it. And like with my sister, I think, like I said, it's just with her, it's just going to take some time.
Okay, you know, I took my patch off one night, put it on to Carrie's dog's forehead. He's a very happy dog and loves to see me.
Oh, yeah.
I put that on. He turned into a circus dog. He was jumping up and down. I brought up a stick.
He has a great big ball that he plays with.
He actually barks at this big beach ball and walks backwards all over the place with it. It's so funny.
Yeah, we are going to put him in the circus.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, Lori. Well, so do you have anything more to talk about tonight with the patch and anything else? Like, what do you look forward to for the future for you and your family in Iowa?
I originally started using it for me because I suffer from gut issues. You know, I haven't been regular in my whole adult life. I've taken antidepressants for more than 2 decades. And I'm really hoping that I can reverse some of this with me. You know, I'm pushing 50, and a few years ago, I didn't feel that old, and I'm starting to feel it. So I'm hoping this will help me feel younger again. Just seeing what it's done for my mom, after a month of using the patch, she told me, she was in tears. She told me one day, Lori, I am 100% pain-free.
Praise God.
From pain her entire adult life.
Wow.
So, and my dad, you know, he's got everything wrong with him.
My father-in-law.
Doesn't everybody's dad?
He's awful, but man, is he a cantankerous, you know, push-forward kind of guy. But he has not been able to walk down to the mailbox in over a year because his knees hurt him so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I got him on the patch for about a week, and he can walk down to the mailbox. So, I mean,
awesome.
It doesn't sound like much to just your average person out there, but these are huge, huge life-saving events.
Amen.
I would like to share with you, Lori. I've had gut issues for many years. I've been on a patch. I have made my own concoctions because my bad habit is chips and salsa, just like Carrie's. And making your own concoctions can do a number on your system. And I have to tell you, since I've been on the patch, I've had no issues anymore.
So yeah, you're back to making concoctions.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
No more concoctions. Yes, I'm on a patch.
How long have you been on
a patch?
I've been on a patch for 2 months. And
wow.
I actually put one between my forehead, and there's one spot of hair that grows fastest on the back of my head. I had a haircut a month ago, and it looks like my hair's been growing for 3 months, and now Carrie said, boy, you need to get a haircut. I go, you're not kidding.
Yeah, and you know, I've always wanted to take those artificial nails off. I have, because I really feel like I can breathe again, you know?
Yeah.
And my nails have grown so beautiful and so healthy and thick, and they don't break anymore. And, oh, yeah, Christopher's over here going, my nails are growing,
everybody,
too.
All natural.
So,
you
know, it's not expensive injections, and that's what I love about these stem cell patches. And so if you want to get in touch with me, I'm Carrie K. Davis on social media. My number is 515-822-4877. I would love to give you information on these stem cell patches. They run about as low as a cup of coffee a day. I'm just, and our company is just helping so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, you have a team that you're building there in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're going to be having a lot of people that are jumping on and getting a lot of relief and help from this.
Believe me. that day that my dog could hear me, I had to tell the world.
Right.
And then what happened? Like, you overnight just started signing people up, and you're helping them to help other people. Yeah. So this is a really, really lucrative, great business. If you want to help other people, contact me immediately, and I can get a very important video out to you. And so, Christopher, do you have anything left to say to our guests tonight? You guys have a lot in common, it sounds like, for, you know, we're going through the MS thing right
well,
now.
With
we're
the
meeting.
MS, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to sit here and talk to her, just talk to her sister, because I've never actually met anybody with multiple sclerosis. I've never.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I've been in the hospital.
Well, Lori, you could get Chris on the phone sometime. We could do another show.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I've never actually met anybody with MS, but it because I know it's different for everybody. Like, some people get the MS hug, which can take your breath away and stuff like that. Some people have seizures. Some people, you know, twitch randomly. Some people, it's kind of like Tourette's. Like, I've seen all kinds of different things online about what it can happen, and every time a new symptom occurs, I have to look it up.
Well, like, Lori, what is it that Chris has anyways? What is the MS?
Her symptoms are more focus and balance. So gripping things so that she can't use like sharp knives. So cutting up vegetables and stuff is not an option.
Motor control, yeah.
Walking around. She sometimes loses her balance. So she's got to the point where she holds on to things. She doesn't like using a cane, which I don't blame her, but
I'm there with her on that one.
Touching everything. Yep.
Nice.
Well, we are really hoping, and you know, for some, you know, miracles, and God is the miracle worker here who invented this amazing patch, David Smith, which is our, he's amazing, and just all the research that he's done, and
well, I
and
can't wait to see
all the people that he's helped, and we're just so very incredible grateful to him. So, but Lori, we want to thank you for being on the show tonight and telling your amazing testimony about, you know, because dogs don't have a placebo, so
no.
that definitely no. is so true in that aspect of things, but. And we would love to have you back on 106.1 Tantalk Radio with Hollywood Connections. And this is Dawn Reese's segment of The Health and Beauty. And we talk about things of living a healthy lifestyle. And that's definitely a good thing that we had you on the show tonight.
I would definitely love to talk to her sister.
All right. Yeah. Well, have a great night and come back again sometime, okay?
Will do.
All right. Take care.
Take care, Lori. Bye-bye.
So, Christopher and Ron, we have just a few minutes left. We're going to be on the air in about just another minute. We'll be off. But so thank you guys for being on the show and talking about the regeneration stem cell patches. If you guys are interested in hearing their testimonies, I know Christopher has his testimony on YouTube, and you can get in touch with me at 515-822-4877. This is Carrie Kay. Till next week on Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And God bless.
Goodbye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.